You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me. Isn't this a great topic?
This is a fantastic topic.
I didn't even
know
there was money available.
We also have with us Chris Kramer from Beyond Housing. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
And Carla Potts from NECAC, both down payment assistance programs. Welcome back, Carla.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking about down payment assistance and all the money that's available. And is it available for anybody, or do they have to be a first-time home buyer?
They have to be a first-time home buyer. There's a little bit of flexibility as to what that definition is. Again, as a general rule, almost everybody we see, this is the first time they've ever bought a house. But again, there are some wiggle room relative to when was the last time you actually owned a house. Domestic situations where, again, if you were married and the domestic situation fell apart and now you're looking to buy a home. So there is some flexibility, but by and large, 98% of the people we see are folks who've never bought a home and are excited about the opportunity to get their part of the American dream.
And right. Ours would be the same.
Okay. So in that definition would be not just that they've never owned a home, but if they've gone 3 years without owning a home, they'll fall within that definition, won't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so if it's been 3 years since they've owned, you would be considered a first-time home buyer. That's important because there are people that maybe lost their home 5 years ago, and now they're ready to get back in the game.
Yep. Yes. Sadly, there are a lot of those folks in the region.
Now, well, Carla, you mentioned education. What is that about? What do they have to go through?
Well, we do an 8-hour class, and we look at budgeting and credit and shopping for a loan and shopping for a home. And we even deal with home maintenance, because once you become a homeowner, that's your home, and you have to maintain it. If you've been a renter for most of your life, you don't know
right. What
all that entails. So we deal with that, too. So that 8-hour class includes all of that. But then we go beyond that, because you can't talk about credit and budget issues in a big classroom setting. So we do individual work with each family so that, again, we get them ready to be a homeowner, a successful homeowner, which is the most important thing we do.
So the 8-hour class and then also a one-on-one counseling session. And,
yes.
And Chris, you guys do the same.
Exact. I would have said literally verbatim what Carla just said. Again, it's the same philosophy. You give them, you know, the big overview on the key important parts. And, you know, what we do is we bring in a banker, a real estate agent, and somebody who knows maintenance on house, again, to provide that education and training, and again to give folks those knowledge and skills. And then we do that, you know, across the table. Let's look at your credit report and let's see where you're at, and let's have a conversation about you know, where you're at today and what do we have to do to get you to get to that closing table so you can become a homeowner.
So the cost, that's free?
Well, no, the cost of the education is what it's not free. It's what, $75 to $100 or so.
Yeah, you're paying for the big binder we're going to give you, and the soda and the chips and the other things
and the
good company, right?
Well, and that's pretty reasonable for an 8-hour course.
We think it is clearly an opportunity to build your wealth, make the biggest investment of your life, and to make sure you're successful. We think it's a modest fee considering what a lot of other folks in the transaction are getting paid. We think it's a very right. modest fee for something that we think
definitely.
Is really important.
So once they receive this money, so assuming at closing they receive the money, can it account for all of the money for closing, or do they have to have some skin in the game?
Carla, what's your guys' take on that?
They have to have $1,000 of their own funds in the transaction by the closing date. And that can include any kind of inspection paid out of closing, but they have to have that, and they have to have their paid receipts at that time. But they have to have $1,000.
Paying towards the purchase of the home,
Skin in the game.
Skin in the game.
Okay, so that can include all the stuff paid outside closing, so they're... their occupancy inspection, their
yep.
home
yep.
inspection,
yep.
all
yep.
of those things.
Yep.
Okay.
It has to be documented. And again, it's the whole idea of, you know, we you know, credit loosened up far too much. And again, right. all the crazy loan products out there. And again, people didn't have anything at risk. So again, we always want to make sure folks say, look, if this is important to you, you're going to have to work, and you have to sacrifice some, and you got to figure out how do you come out of your pocket to make this work. And we're happy to support you. But again, you have to be committed to this and not expect everyone else
right.
to make the money happen for you.
Well, and I'll tell you what, just from experience, I'll say that, you know, I've done thousands of loans over my career, and having skin in the game early in my career, I underestimated the value of that. And I definitely saw over time that the more money somebody had in the transaction, the less their chances of defaulting. And you'd think that if they have an economic downturn, it really wouldn't matter because if they're broke, they're broke. But if they have money in the transaction, they find a way to keep that house.
It's absolutely true. Yep. I think we've seen that over and over again, and both in our homeownership work, but in the foreclosure counseling work we do as well.
If they can't come up with at least $1,000,
they're not ready to buy.
They're not ready to buy because if they can't come up with that much money, then they're not going to be able to fix the furnace when it breaks. They're not going to be able to put a new roof on the house.
That's exactly
right.
Again, so what we try to do is, you know, sometimes people get excited about, oh, my God, I can buy a house, which is great, right? But we want to channel that excitement and enthusiasm in a way that they're going to be successful and not this headlong rush into I got to get it and I got to get it right away. One of the things that we always, you know, worry about is if somebody falls in love with a house before they've done all the work to get ready and prepared and like, oh my God, I have to get this house now. I want somebody else to beat me to it. So we try to pull the reins a little bit, tap that brake a little bit and say, okay, we want you to get that house too, but we got to make sure it's going to work for you.
And we did the same thing. You know, we talk about you fall in love with the house. We talk about when you're shopping for a home that there's more than just falling in love with the house. You know, there's lots of issues you have to look at. So, yeah, we have the same issue. They fall in love with the house.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Carla Potts from NECAC and Chris Kramer from Beyond Housing about down payment assistance programs that are out there that will help whether St. Louis City, St. Louis County. There's great money in Florissant, there's money in Jefferson County, and there's lots of money in St. Charles County. Looks like the entire county is covered with it. And, Carla, there's several other counties that you guys include, right?
Well, not on the down payment. We include a lot of other counties on the homeownership program, but not on the down payment.
Okay. So in those main counties around the metropolitan area of St. Louis, there's great money available, and I'm going to make sure all of you guys' information is on our website. And people can also call me for information because I've accumulated a lot of it, and I can make sure to direct you to the right place. So if you visit DougHaldeman.com, that's DougHaldeman.com, and look for the down payment assistance, you'll be able to see Beyond Housing and NECAC's information. So, guys, when we look at the inspections that are required, what exactly do you guys require? And Chris, I'll start with you and let you answer that.
Yeah, I mean, we require the same thing that the first mortgage lender does, right? So what we try to do in our process is just mirror what the first lender is looking for. We're not asking for anything extra, anything special. Sometimes I know lenders and real estate guys get worried about, oh, my goodness, we got a government program. We got somebody else. Oh, it's going to make the transaction hard and complicated. No. Our file, because it's a loan file, will mirror that file. So, yes, there is a housing inspection. There will be a termite inspection. There's all those regular inspections that the first mortgage does. Nothing extra. Nothing that's going to make the transaction more complicated. So, again, we try to understand the marketplace and not make it harder for the borrower, not make it harder for our other partners in the transaction. But, again, we do want to make sure that the homeowner is going to be successful.
And occupancy inspection also?
Absolutely. But whatever that jurisdiction requires, absolutely.
And if there are none required for the jurisdiction?
There'll still be the housing inspection that we're going to ask a third party. ASHI certified housing inspector has to go through the house, and we got to see the inspection report.
Okay. All right. And on that inspection report, there are always a long checklist of things that an inspector is going to find wrong with a house.
It doesn't have to be whistle clean, but again, we're going to, if it doesn't have an occupancy permit requirement where they have a local inspector, we're going to look at, you know, again, housing quality standards and safety issues to make sure, again, that borrower is getting positioned for long-term success.
One of the other things I would encourage if somebody's thinking about trying to use one of these programs is they really need to start early because your classes are usually taught once a month that I see, and they need to start early if they're going to make sure they get scheduled for one of the classes. How far before the class would they need to register?
They can register for us. They can register the day before.
They can for us, too.
Okay, so you can register right before it, but if you just miss that class, you may have to wait a month until the next class.
I mean, yeah, again, fall in love with the house, or, again, this is for, realtors and loan officers. Just get us in the game early, and we'll do everything we can to get to your closing date. If you get to us too late, I know you get aggravated when we say no, but the 8 hours have to get done. We got to check all the boxes because this is public sector dollars, and again, they have to be done right. And while we will try to work with you, if you get to us early, we promise we'll help you get to the closing.
Now, do you guys offer an online course?
Beyond Housing offers an online course. Again, if you go to our website at beyondhousing.org, you can take the classes, the 8 hours. You can do it online in your at your own time with your cup of coffee.
Nice.
What works for you? We still require the one-on-one counseling session.
Sure.
So again, it's a great opportunity. We've seen a large uptick in folks taking advantage of that. Again,
yeah.
There are different modules, and you have to understand the modules. Some folks try to game it. If you spend a ridiculous amount of time, might you be able to game it a little bit? Maybe. But for goodness sakes, just learn the material.
Right.
It's good stuff.
It's for your
get
own
positioned
good.
For success, mm-hmm. and then come in, do the one-on-one, and again, we'll help you become a homeowner.
I love awesome. It. Well, guys, I really appreciate you coming in and joining us today. Carla, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Down payment assistance available through NECAC and also available through Beyond Housing. And I'm going to make sure all of you guys' information is on our website. Just look for down payment assistance at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com, or you can always call or text me directly for information at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
So just a reminder for you, you don't want to miss us every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as easy as listening every Sunday, modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.